Weaver.
And I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A federal criminal complaint was unsealed Tuesday in the U.S. detailing an alleged plot ordered by Iran to kill a prominent politician or U.S. government official on American soil. VOA's Steve Herman.
The suspect, Asif Merchant, who was arrested on July 12th, allegedly tried to hire hitmen who turned out to be undercover FBI agents. Federal officials are not publicly identifying whom Iran and the arrested suspect wanted to kill, but media reports say the FBI believes former President Donald Trump, who recently survived an unrelated attempt on his life, as well as current and former U.S. officials, were intended targets. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday said the United States has communicated to Iran and Israel conflict in the Middle East must not escalate.
We've been engaged in intense diplomacy with allies and partners, communicating that message directly to Iran. We communicated that message directly to Israel.
Pentagon earlier warned it would not tolerate attacks against its forces in the region. Five U.S. troops and two contractors were injured in an attack on a base in Iraq on Monday, which U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin blamed on Iran-backed groups. Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus will lead Bangladesh's interim government after a longtime prime minister, Sheikh Hasina, fled the country amid a mass uprising that left hundreds of people dead and pushed the South Asian nation to the brink of chaos. That decision, announced early Wednesday by the press secretary of the country's figurehead president, came during a meeting that included military chiefs, organizers of the student protests that helped drive Hasina from power, prominent business leaders, and civil society members. More